All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Kind of Homesteading. We're your hosts, Sherry and Shauna. Sorry, I introduced you. Do we look like we're like floating on the sea? Like, do we look like that?
We always do. Like, unless Honest is here to do it.
Yeah. Do this too.
Yeah. Yo ho, yo ho. It's a pirate's life.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Hello.
About all the people in Disneyland right now. Fuckers.
Benson Boone is in Disneyland.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucker.
I know.
You're an idiot.
Our girls are very much obsessed with him right now. So
they're going to a concert with their auntie.
Next week, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is it already next week?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
That's crazy.
I know. So, yeah. Anywho, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for listening, or welcome if you've never been here. So today, I know last week we mentioned that we would do an episode, and Sherry tried to ruin it with saying things then about how to save money on feed.
Because I forget now.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
How to save money on feed.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to give you more like tips and tricks on how to do that. Yeah. So here we go. So I think like at least for most people, I would that have a homestead or have animals in general are mm-hmm. very or a hobby farm or whatever the fuck you have. It's like your feed bill is always like, ugh, like, you know, it's never like, oh, yeah, I get to go spend money on feed. And so it's always the one thing that beyond yeah. like, you know, your house payment, you're like, well, that sucks. And obviously, the more animals you have, the more your feed bill goes up. And if you're like us, you want all the animals and all the mm-hmm. chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Every flavor.
Yeah. Okay, so garbage cans. Put your feed in a garbage can. It will really drastically decrease mice and insects and like whatever the fuck.
I almost or even mold. Because,
mold,
like, if
exactly.
it gets wet at all, yep, you know, like, the trash cans with the lid, and
yes,
then you...
trash, like, even the metal ones were perfectly fine.
Obvious, but...
Well, sometimes, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes people need
it's
to hear obvious,
obvious
things.
Get a
with
lid with your
lid,
fucking trash can.
Trash can with the lid is, like, a good old-fashioned metal trash can, mm-hmm, and we just dump, like, for example, the goat chow that I use for milking, I just dump it right into a metal trash can.
Yeah.
And it can hold up to 2 bags, or at least the one I have.
Yeah,
does.
Ours holds up to 2 bags,
yeah.
too.
And so I get 2 bags at a time, and then you know, you're good to go. It's not going to get wet. It's not going to get mice. There's something in front of the door.
Hello?
So anyways, so that would be my first suggestion. And then, fuck, what was I just thinking about yesterday? I feel like...
Okay, well, go find...
We're trying. Do you know where Spencer is?
I do not.
Who are you talking about here?
Pinto.
Pinto.
They can't find Pinto.
Nice.
Last...
The one, the tiniest one you're supposed to watch, right? You fucking
they
loser.
They think that she's with
no,
Spencer.
I gave her to Spencer. I said
okay.
Spencer.
He definitely has
yeah.
her. He's
okay.
not that kind to be like, oh, bye, baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
But
good.
Yes, but go find them.
Yeah, but you should go find her.
Okay. Thank you for letting
it's
us...
It's not like I was just like, go off, Pinto.
No, no, no. We know.
I feel like he just comes in to tell us that. He's like, I might have lost your baby. Just here to tell you. Could I be looking for her?
Maybe
yes.
You guys should get up and come
okay.
check, but...
No, if he gave her to Spencer, it's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But yes, so it's not going to... Obviously, getting a trash can is not going to save you, like, hundreds of dollars a month.
No, 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 but it potentially could save you. Like, if I have a goat chow bag that goes moldy, I mean, I pay almost $30 for the goat chow, and... That would be very, very
Or if chickens
annoying.
Get up there and are eating it because
exactly.
the bag
that's
unravels.
It,
that's
it,
annoying
It keeps
as
out
fuck.
Mice. It keeps out the chickens. Keeps out anything, really, that
yeah.
could possibly
It will save you
there.
Some money.
It will.
Okay?
Yes. What was I just thinking about, though? I was just
I
thinking about something
know.
Else earlier today. I was thinking about something.
I don't know.
So it's interesting that we're doing this episode right now.
I don't know,
I
but
like,
remember
oh,
it.
I can't.
Remember, when you remember.
It's gone.
Okay.
What did I say last episode? And you're like, save it for next time.
We should have wrote it down.
Can I go back and listen?
No.
It's not on there?
I mean, it is, but you're never going to... We're going to spend the whole segment just being all like, let's look for this thing that Sherry might have said.
You could talk.
On.
I could scroll.
That's
fine.
Always very, like, I get... Like, when you leave and get up for something, like
know,
the baby,
I
always feel a lot of pressure. And then I'm like, okay, like, I'm talking, like...
Keep it together,
yeah.
Shauna.
And I'm
keep
like,
it together.
And then I feel awkward, and then I'm like, you know, I was like, what's my hair doing? And then you have to say words, and then I forget them. So it's never good.
It's all my fault.
Yeah. And then I'm like, say something funny. Like, I can't think of anything. My life is boring.
Do I hear something funny? This is not about feed, but past weekend, we took my 16-year-old daughter to a prom that was 2 hours away. And Shauna nicely...
Homeschooling
prom. It's a homeschooling prom. Shauna very sweetly drove with me and drove all the way and back because of my baby and my baby's, you know, she doesn't like her car seat, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we get there. Daya goes into her prom, and then Sean and I are sitting at this really, really awesome park that's like right next to the prom.
It's a nice area too. It's super, like hella nice area. Yeah, I don't know what story you're nice, telling. Just
very affluent. Okay, so okay. It gets later and it's kind of getting dark. We're like, okay, we gotta go. We're gonna go. And so I go to grab the keys, and I'm like, I need to get the keys. And Sean's like, oh, where'd you put them? I was like, oh, I put them in your front pocket of your little. She has a backpack purse. I'm like, I put it in your front pocket. She's like, oh God, don't put them in there. And I was like, what? She's like, we call that the chocolate pocket. And I was like, what? She's like, it's called the chocolate pocket. And I'm looking at her like, what did you say?
Are you allowed?
High? And she's like, no, whatever you put in there, it comes out with chocolate on it. As if it's like magical, or if it's like Willy Wonka lives in there. Like, no. Okay, so. It was so funny.
It is the
obviously the
pocket.
Reason things are coming out with chocolate on them, Shauna, is because your pocket has chocolate all in it, melted.
That's
I
why
get
it's
that.
The chocolate pocket.
I get
you don't
that.
Put things in the
I
chocolate pocket
because
unless
like,
you don't want to see it again,
or you want it covered in chocolate,
yeah, like receipts. You can put those in the chocolate pocket. You don't need
the
those.
Chocolate
fuckers.
Is going to eat them.
I know.
No,
my
no.
husband's like, "Do you have that receipt?" I'm like, "I do have it."
You don't want it though. It was the funniest. I was dying. And I'm sitting
we're
all
this, like,
all
hella
these...
nice area. I was like, no, that's the chocolate pocket. We don't put things in the chocolate pocket. If you want your keys, you put
so
them in a different
fucking
pocket.
Fucking funny. I was dying. Making all these jokes.
It really sums up who I am as a person.
Yeah, because, see, if I had a space in my purse that we dubbed the chocolate pocket, well, A, it wouldn't get to be that long of a... You know,
time.
A time where we were calling this thing, we wouldn't be able to name it. Because I would most likely just clean it out when I realized there was chocolate fucking melted all over. Oh, fuck. I got to clean this out. I would clean it out. Just clean it. Baby wipes. Put it in the washing machine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My purses go into washing machines. I don't have, like, pleather purses because, like, I'm just not that person. Because of my fucking
chocolate
kids.
Pockets.
Because of chocolate pockets. Or what could become chocolate pockets.
That's what I need. Okay, yes. I never get, like, I'm not, like, a...
I'm not saying I'm an uber-clean person. I am not.
No, I know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not a...
But it's something
like,
I
if
hate.
Anybody's, like, clutching their pearls, like, I don't have, like, a fucking, like, Michael Kors... Like, I'm not that person where I'm like, I need this nice-ass...
Oh,
ass.
Your bag is not expensive.
My bag's not expensive. It can have chocolate in it.
Apparently,
it's not that big of a
so
deal.
For so long, they've given it a nickname.
Okay, because I have cleaned out said chocolate pocket.
It keeps becoming a
it
chocolate
becomes
pocket.
A chocolate pocket again.
Nice.
And so we don't put things in the chocolate pocket.
So maybe don't put chocolate in the chocolate pocket.
But then where do you put it?
In the trash can. You know what I mean? Like, you fucking kids, right? Here, Mom, I'm done with it. Hold a half candy bar for later. No.
Yes.
Eat it or put it in the fucking
trash
can.
No, it's really, it's the baby. It's the baby's
no,
fault.
No, for sure.
It's not
I
my
know,
kids.
I know.
It's the baby.
I
That's why
I
my purse
that.
Also weighs like about 50 pounds because
there's actual
I have literal rocks in
yeah,
my purse.
I
have chocolate pockets, yeah. rocks in my purse.
Yeah.
I mean...
I would.
If basketball. Anybody stole my purse, I'd be like, eh.
I'd be like, have fun carrying that fucker. You're going to be tired.
Don't
of this.
Put your hand in the chocolate pocket.
Rocks in one section, chocolate in
I know,
another.
Nothing fun. You're not getting anything fun out of my purse, okay? There's, I don't even, most of the time my wallet's not even in there. So.
See, seriously, that is so me. My wallet is very rarely in my purse.
I carry my purse.
I'm just like, there's nothing in there.
There's nothing in there.
Rocks and I don't even know what.
Melted chocolate.
Just shit.
Some receipts.
Just crumbly.
You can,
I don't even
know what
don't
I got at
go
Target.
To the bottom. Don't go to
don't
the bottom
go to the,
of that purse.
Oh, God.
Crumbly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's bad. And I actually clean my purse out quite frequently. It's
I
absolutely astounding how quickly it can become just a fucking mess.
I need. I'm at
I mean,
that
that's
point.
Like everything in my life. My car, my house. I'm always like, didn't I fucking just clean this?
Oh God,
it doesn't matter.
I've been
you can
trying
shut that
to.
Door. Hideous, ma'am. Hideous. No,
hideous.
Not the baby. Daya, take her outside. Hey, speaking of the baby. Oh, she's sad.
Just go, Daya. Just take it. Don't talk about it. Just take it, Daya. You're stronger than it. You can pick it up and whisk it away. Why doesn't she just take it?
Because she's sad. She really wants to nurse you. She hasn't had a nappy all day today.
Do you want to grab it?
Yeah.
Let me tell her you're going to grab it.
We call our babies it.
Yeah.
Daya, just bring it back.
All right. It needs a nursey. Right. It needs to go to bed. Come here. I know. You're going to close that door on your sister.
Everybody else out.
Please. Shh.
Come here.
Come on.
Oh. See, this is what happens.
Let one in. It's like you give a mouse a cookie, but with kids, you know?
Oh, God.
Let one in. Out. You're on my toe.
Sorry.
Your boots are very big and heavy.
They are big and heavy.
Boop, poor boop, baby. Boop,
boop. Your mama doesn't love you.
Poor baby.
I know. Anyways, back to feed and not chocolate pockets.
Segway.
So, yeah. So, what did you say last time? It was a really good one. And I was like, oh, you should save that. Don't say it now. They can't know yet. Yeah. Now they're never going to know. You're never going to know.
Unless you watched our last episode. Then
okay,
know.
So another way to mitigate costs, obviously. Some people will sell their chicken eggs to pay for their feed. That is difficult unless you're very much on top of your game and your chicken's game about because sometimes right now our skunk that lives really close to our chicken coop, he has just come out of hibernation, and now he's back in. Before, we were getting a dozen eggs a day. Now I'm getting three because he'll come in at night and eat any eggs. And so
you just collect them at night?
I have been trying to, because I'm usually not there in the evenings. My husband shuts the coop, so I've been get the eggs. He just needs to get into the habit of collecting the eggs. So we had a discussion, but it's just hard, to change your.
You probably should do something so the skunk, because the skunk will kill your chickens too.
Yeah, he's really nice, though.
He's only nice right now that he's getting eggs. But as soon as you start taking them because you want them, you know what I mean? You need to,
Yeah,
he's not nice. He's just an animal. And he's hungry. And if there's no eggs, I'm going to kill that chicken.
He's very kind. We have
a human word.
We have an understanding.
That's also a human word. He doesn't understand you.
We talk to each other.
He's just like, this bitch.
He doesn't.
So,
he's not even scared
of
me.
So easy.
We just we can sit and chill. He does not care. He'll curl up in one of the little nesting boxes and sleep. He's very, very sweet. I love him. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is that I don't even know now. What was my point? I started rambling
about
it. So selling eggs is a great way because you can, especially if they're on organic feed or free ranging, the eggs you can sell. I usually sell them for $4 to $6 a dozen, depending on who I'm selling them to. But, and then if you have any kind of specialty eggs, those can go for even more. So if you have quail or ducks or anything like that, because duck eggs are amazing for baking. And so you can always, I just advertise if I am selling eggs. I haven't in a very long time just because I'm I don't have time for that. But, when I did, because I was trying to basically pay for our chicken feed every month, I would advertise on Facebook on your Facebook marketplace or your homesteading sites around the local area, anywhere local that you can. And then most people, I have repeat customers where they just want eggs a dozen a week. And so you would just whatever. I've even have people make little stands outside in front of their houses that they have fresh chicken eggs and little refrigeration.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's lots of things you can do. Also chickens, if your chickens are free ranging, they don't need to eat as much.
Huge reason to let your chickens free range, and not just that, but it's way healthier for them than being trapped in some tiny little space, because they're gonna just get illnesses more, they're gonna need way more feed to give you healthy eggs and to stay healthy themselves, and then mentally they're just not gonna be as
they will still act like they are starving when you do throw feed, and you'll feel bad and you'll want to throw more feed.
Our ducks and chickens are nuts. They free range all day, and you would think that they haven't been fed in 5 days.
They act like they're
and
starving.
And they walk around, they're just they're eating
they're
tons
eating
of
all
bugs.
Kinds of bugs. They're so
just
fat and happy. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. So I would suggest also, if you can think, fast food restaurants like McDonald's, they have it down to a science. McDonald's was the first one. When you hit the ketchup, only a certain amount of ketchup comes out on that bun. And so that's how they mitigate their cost. So if you have a scoop or something to where this is how much feed I'm giving this many chickens, then it really cuts down.
Yes.
You kind of get
Yeah. We put a mathematical specific scoop in the chicken feed because the girls would go in. And they would just throw handfuls and handfuls and handfuls. And they're not being, I wouldn't consider it being wasteful, but just because they're like, well, no, they're, no, there's a lot of chickens. Yeah, they know they need this much food. And look, that, and you, those are
just any. Yeah, or and if you just have, like, I had a bucket for the longest time, and, like, I'm, yeah. like, I'm filling this bucket up, but it's still, like, a scoop. You can be like, this is how much is in this scoop. It's exactly. how many ounces or whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
And then you can go from there. And it does cut down a lot. And then your kids, especially if they're feeding, exactly. then they're not just being like, you know, it's raining huge, chicken yes, feed.
Yes, just a huge difference.
The other thing I do with chicken feed, so I will get, because obviously if you have laying hens, you need a good, you can make food for them. Like you can buy like fucking beans if you want to like make like beans and rice and like mix it for them and use that as feed. It is cheaper, but like the laina or laying pellets, a layer's pellet, it has everything that they need in it, like the calcium and all that shit. So if they're not free ranging, that is very important. And even if they are, I would definitely suggest getting some type of layer's pellet. I've just always used it, so maybe I'm just...
We stopped buying it because they are all free ranging.
And they get the protein?
Yeah.
And you have
it. I haven't seen anything wrong with their eggs.
But
again, they free range. And we also give them just a ton of scraps.
We give a lot of scraps too, but just most like, of our scraps go to our ducks now.
Well, my ducks and my chickens coexist. So yeah. They're together.
Like that's how we lock our ducks up in their night pen is the scraps. That's how they like why they we go get in
like
there.
Like a scratch corny stuff, and that's what
that's you know what we get a and scratch so, and I mix. That's what I was gonna say. Usually a scratch or it. Corn
yeah.
is oh. cheaper go than that, is cheaper you. Than the layers pellets or the Laina, especially like the Purina brand. Yeah. But we mix it. Like a bag in a bag, so it's like one in the one of those big trash cans, like one bag of scratch and one bag of layers pellets, and we mix it together. But the even the layers pellets, I don't buy the most expensive. I buy like the it's called like the Money Saver brand, and it's about the same price as scratch. It's the same price, so like it doesn't really matter for that because I just don't buy. I know people that do buy like the organic, like whatever for the chickens, and like you can afford that, more power to you. I cannot, so. It's not happening.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I can't buy organic vegetables for my children, so sure as shit, I'm not buying organic feed for my chickens. Yeah, and the day that I can, yes, I 100% would. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's just like my dogs.
If I could afford raw food.
Better diet for my dogs, I would absolutely get them off of stupid kibble.
Exactly.
Like, it's obviously not great for them, but,
yes, exactly.
You know, like what you can afford and what you can do.
Yeah, you just have to be realistic.
Realistic
you know?
With your lifestyle. Exactly. And so it's fine. Exactly. But because they are... it makes me feel better because they're free ranging and they're getting like the grass and the bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that they're getting all their nutrients and everything they need through that. And so, and even my ones that are locked up, I always that like don't go out because of some ailment, like one's blind or, you know, they're old or whatever the fuck's happening with them. I every day I have the kids go and collect a bunch of grass and even like get clumps of dirt and we throw like stuff in there so they can still like scratch for bugs inside the dirt. And, you know, we still, like, have them, you know, feel like they're free-ranging because...
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. I think that's all helpful, like, cost-wise for, like, chickens. You can also, like, if you have any large animals, you can, like, grow your own feed. We had neighbors that did it. What was that called?
Fodder?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like... The fodder system, so my neighbor actually, like, offered it to us because, like, she's moving. And they have a smaller fodder system, and it tends to, I don't even know what the problem with the smaller fodder system is. They have a huge fodder system, though, and one of the issues is mold. And, like, you should see this setup. I mean, it is absolutely crazy. It's, like... ridiculously
it's off
no it's not
oh little fucker get out
it's
of here
it's in this huge but massive essentially a barn and it takes up the entire space and it's all these levels and then so anyways they were able to feed they had a couple horses they had some llamas they had all these goats at one point and they did have cattle I suppose and they were able to feed them all with this and it obviously was very very cost effective but of like a fuck ton of work like a ridiculous amount of work.
And, you know, you have to think time is money, too.
Time is money. And that is one thing that I just don't have is time.
Like, not now. It's not this season. Like, I could see us doing, like, a foddering system when the kids are grown and they don't have,
like, I'm not their chauffeur anymore, you know?
Right.
I could see. But even then, like, we kind of have a busier life than most. Because of our family and how it functions, and we're, like, in each other's business all the time. And we're like, it's someone's birthday. It's you know.
And just being with each other, like how Shauna went with me down to, you know, where were we, Dublin or something? Like,
Dublin.
Dublin. And so it's like that kind of stuff. Like, we're just very, very, very busy with all of our crazy age ranges of kids.
Yeah, but it is something you could look into if you're trying to save money and you do own a lot of animals and you're like, we can't afford however many of these animals, you know. So,
can you close the door?
I closed it many times now.
Many times.
Like, people keep on just shoving. We need like a,
We need like a whole, like,
an actual lock?
Yeah, an actual lock. My dad just broke that door down, so we have like, so that sounds bad, but hold on. We have something in front of the door that's heavy to hold it shut because it doesn't shut any longer.
No longer works. So my baby, we're here, whatever the fuck, and this little girl, she, Legend and her are in this back room. This is like the kids' area, right? This big old couch in here and stuff, and they just come back here and chill, and there's a TV in here. So they're back here watching Miss Rachel or something, and we're all out in the living room area, which is not very far away, and Legend comes out all of a sudden. He's like, Mom, baby locked herself in the bedroom. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking with me? Or did she really? He's like, no, I promise she did. I'm like, oh my God. Sure enough, I come back here. The door's shut. It's locked. You can't turn it's definitely locked. And she's like, mama. And she's banging on the door. And I'm like, baby, see the handle where you locked it? I was like, just turn it the other direction. And I'm trying to explain to her what to do. And she's like, mama. And then I'm trying to explain to her. It took probably like, I don't know, maybe 4 minutes. I'm trying to walk her through this.
Aww.
And finally she starts to cry.
Because
she's like, you're not on this door. I am now an emotional wreck. She's crying. And then she goes from like kind of crying to like really crying. I'm trying to tell her to calm down. We're going to figure it out. It's okay. We're going to get you. It's okay. And my kids are like, Mom, do something. I'm like, I'm handling it. God damn it. And so then I go out there, and dad stands up, and Mom's like, she's still in there? I was like, yes. And she's very, very upset. She's crying. Well, my other two kids, one of my kids, two of them, went around. There's two windows, and I'm like, go around to the window and see if you can open it. It's usually open just a little bit. And they try, they come into the house, like, we can't get through the window. It's not open. I'm like, oh my God. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the window. This used to be my room, by the way, when I was a younger girl in high school. And that window always jams really, really good. But if you know how to open it, you can open it. So I go around to the side of the house. I stand on the AC unit. I don't know what the fuck I'm standing on. Trying to get this fucking window open. My baby's in here hysterically crying, like big crocodile tears.
Aww,
just completely
upset. Did she see you
upset.
Through the window?
I was trying to tap on the window, but it was dark.
Aww.
And so she was probably terrified.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
She's like, there's something
coming.
So
not only am I trapped in here alone, but there's something coming through the window. Okay, I get the window unjammed, push it open. It slams open right as my dad, like, he literally just took the door practically, not off its hinges.
My dad just like
completely
with his shoulder into the door and broke down the door.
So the door comes flying open and baby goes flying backwards because she was standing in front of the door. So he knocks her over. She's now crying even harder. I'm like looking at Diamond Dad through the window. He's looking at me. He's like, I'm going to bed. And he walks away. And he was all like emotional about it and stuff. And like, it was very, very funny. Our dad used to be an ex-cop he was an ex-cop. And he had a lot of situations happen, and that specific situation reminded him of something, and so he got kind of like
PTSD.
He had to walk away, and so he did. And the next day, he's like, "I don't know why I got. I don't know why
you had like nightmares and everything.
Felt so bad, just so bad." He's telling me, "I'm like, yes, Dad, you were having flashbacks." He's like, "What?" Like he has like no concept.
Like how to talk him through it. I'm like, "It's gonna be okay." So yeah, it's just been like 30 years.
That's it.
Yeah.
Still hasn't handled that trauma. That's fine. Bury that trauma down. Yeah, he's a boomer, you know?
Yeah.
That's just like
stupid boomer.
Bury that trauma. God forbid you talk about it. Yeah, so very, you know,
I get that,
a night
though.
In her life.
I'm not a boomer and I get it. I'm like, yeah, just throw it overboard. It'll go down deep into the depths of your brain in that ocean and you never have to think about it again. Till something
reminds you.
Yeah. Like, slamming a door open and then being like, flashbacks. Anywho, so that's why that door keeps opening with children coming in and out. Not that it doesn't happen anyways, but we used to be able to lock the fucker. Speak of the fucking devils.
Anyways, so, honey, go, yes, she's asleep. Go out.
Go on.
Love you.
Go frolic.
Okay, go out, Legend. I don't know what you're doing. I can't read sign language. It's on the table. Goodbye. I love you.
He's like,
what does that mean?
Anyways.
What was that thing I was talking about? The feed. I'm mad at myself. I can't remember now. I'm annoyed.
I don't know either. I don't even know what... I know you started saying something, and we could go back and listen to it. So, obviously, we talked about, like, free-ranging your chickens. Anything that can...
Eat things that grow out of the ground, you should do that.
You should... So, like our horses...
Yep.
We let graze during the day now that it's, like, since it's been green. They graze
for hours. And we've had such a long, wet winter here.
And we're going to have more rain on Friday.
And so things are just keep growing and growing and growing. And it's very unlike, like, usually it's definitely green this time of year, but it's not as long, I guess, like the grasses. And so, yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah. So if you have any grazing animals, let them graze.
Yeah.
Our goats, and we definitely overfeed. And I just, because I like fat animals. And I know that sounds horrible, but I'm always worried about our animals. And because, like, I have that such thing for me is that the animals are relying solely on me for feed and water. Like, they are domesticated. They are relying on me. Like, I am their person. And so if I'm not doing that to as well as I can, then they are, you know, they could suffer because of it. And so I take that responsibility very, very...
A little too much to heart. Yes,
I do.
The same. Dad, actually, I have one more pregnant doe out here, and then I have four milkers, and Dad comes out of the day, and he's like, Jesus, they're wasting so much hay. And I was like, oh, fuck, they are. Like, damn it, need to cut back.
And but that is one thing to watch, though.
Yeah, so if you are feeding alfalfa, grass hay, whatever, if you watch the animals and what is left over on the ground, if there is... stems leftovers? Of hay left over in the ground, then you do not need to feed them that much. They clearly are getting too much to the point where they're only picking out the yummy, delicious, flowery part and leaving the stems. Mm-hmm. That means they're not hungry.
Yeah.
And then it goes old, they step on it, they piss on it, they shit on it, and then it's, you know, it's done. So, far, far away. Love, love, love. So anyways,
go find the kids.
Like, for
go
example, me, I'm definitely going to cut back my milkers. Okay, I was giving them a flake and a half and for all of them, but I'm going to cut them back. And again, they're in a pretty big pasture. They're grazing. They also get goat chow. They get a lot of goat chow, actually, because again, my thing is like Shauna said, I'm like, I want them to be as healthy as possible, especially when they're giving me milk. I'm like, you're going to be as healthy as possible. Or even,
yeah, that's like with the chickens, like they're giving us eggs.
Exactly.
And I think they're also providing, like, but I'm that way with our horses. Our horses are just basically
big.
They just big. Eat. They're big eaters.
Big eaters.
Yeah.
Little fuckers. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, but see, the horses, absolutely no waste. It doesn't matter how much I feed those fuckers. There's no waste. They never, ever, ever, they will eat all that hay.
Yeah.
And the goats are like, no, only the flower part. We're going to leave those stems. We're going to walk on it.
I've noticed lately that my Niges have been, I just upped their feed because they were just eating all of it. And I was like, I don't know if you guys are getting enough, even though they're all fat and they definitely are. But I upped it and now they're leaving. Has things to say. She's... Okay, go find mama.
Wait, anyway.
Okay, go find mama, and then you can talk in a minute, okay? Go find mama. Did you ride Hank outside? Were you riding the pony? Go ahead.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, she's talking, so. Yeah, so,
Wait.
Yeah. So definitely, if your animals have leftover hay, that is definitely one reason to cut them back, and then you're saving on feed. Really important to watch that, though, too. Like Shauna was saying, she looked at her goats that are eating all of it. She's like, okay, maybe they need more. She gives them more. And then turns out, nope, they really didn't need that. So I'm going to cut them back again. And but like I said, vice versa. If they're like eating everything, they're screaming at you that they're starving still, you know, give them obviously more than. Yeah. It's on the table, babe. Oh, here. Sorry. Legend, stop whining.
Stop whining.
Buying in bulk.
Yes, buying in bulk. Like, it's very unfortunate that we cannot buy our hay in bulk, because I wish we fucking could, because we go through about, I want to say, I mean, basically a bale a day, a little less than a bale a day. And so if we could buy in bulk, that would be amazing, because right now, alfalfa just went up. Marvelous. So what we were, you got to be quiet. You got to be quiet. Alfalfa used to be, we would get the Nevada alfalfa too, and it used to be $21 a bale, and now it's jumped up to $23 a bale, and now the California alfalfa is just ridiculous. And so, anyways, it is, and that's another thing you have to keep in, you know, in mind, that just because you are starting a homestead now and feed prices are where they're at now, you have to remember everything always fluctuates, very similar to gas prices, for example, or like a fucking gallon of milk. It's always going to fluctuate.
Unfortunately.
So definitely something to keep in mind. But buying hay in bulk would be amazing.
If you can like plan to when you – because really all you need – obviously you need the money to buy it in bulk, but –
You need a storage space. That's the reason we cannot.
Because you can't just leave it outside, obviously.
Absolutely not.
Deer and absolutely everything not. Else are going to.
Well, and even a slight bit of dew or condensation in the morning and you're fucked.
Yeah.
Your hay gets moldy. And then you're feeding that to fucking horses. Like, fucking forget it. You're going to kill them.
Yeah.
And goats won't eat it. They probably aren't going to die from it, but they're just not going to eat it. And so if you could buy alfalfa in bulk, like I know our bulk alfalfa, I think it's like $15 a bale or something. Just so inexpensive.
We should do it and just split it.
I know.
Like, why don't we do that?
You know what we should? You know what we should do?
What?
We should do it because I think a bulk is like a fucking semi trailer load. Yes, it's like massive amount of hay.
It's not a.
What I was thinking is we could split it between me, you, and fucking Michelle.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyways, yeah. So buying alfalfa in bulk
and
is.
But if you have to, like, we could split it, or we could have. We know a bunch of people that would split like a bulk thing like that. But having the storage area before, obviously, you went to pick up your hay. Even if you're like, oh, it's not supposed to rain, like you don't.
No, do not do that.
Just like have a hay shed or barn that's specifically for your alfalfa that you can store it in if you are buying it in bulk, because you're trying to save money. So if you go and you're like, oh, all that hay's ruined, then it's pointless.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
I know.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So, we just had sale alfalfa at Lee's that I stopped and got.
Oh, yeah, I got that too. The sale alfalfa.
Yeah. But it's still, you know, $22 a bale.
Yeah. Just ridiculous.
So
how is that a sale?
That used to be like the higher price.
Yes. That was the California.
Years ago. And now it's the sale price. And you're like, well, that sucks, major. But I guess. That sucks,
totally,
man.
Sucks. I know. It's gone up so much.
It is what it is. Yeah. Obviously, there's people that have enough land to, you know, make, you know,
grow their own. Yeah.
There's other things that you can grow for your animals, and we had talked about doing it, but then you also need the irrigation and everything. A lot of other stuff comes into play. It's not just like, well, grow the fucker. Like, we grow a lot of food for our families on both of our homesteads, We grow for our small animals, like, you know, our guinea pigs and rabbits we grow shit for. Yeah. But we haven't done it on a larger scale yet. I was going to try it, but again, it's just the deer fencing and the irrigation really comes into play. And we just don't have the money to put up the deer fencing for that big of a space that we would need for that. I forgot what the tree was called that we're going to grow for the goats. So we wouldn't have to buy the alfalfa.
That. That's right.
And we had talked about it, but it was just like coming up with the money. You know, it's just like getting like solar panels. Like, yes, it will save you money.
But you have to have the initial money to buy them.
To put down. Yeah. Just like, you have to be rich to get all the things to save you money. It doesn't make any sense, by the way. Like, what the?
What are we supposed to do, though?
Yeah, like, what
is
happening?
I know.
Crazy. Anyway, so hopefully that helps you guys on how to save a little bit of money. Obviously, there's a lot of other ways that we didn't discuss, but we ran out of time. So blame the children.
Why are we running out of time?
Because we need to. It's been 34 minutes. We need to move on.
Okay, well, hold on. I wanted to say, though, too, you can put. When you are feeding, instead of feeding right in the ground, and I am very, very guilty of this.
This is a great one.
You need to find something where, you know, they make tons of different kinds of feeders. It's going to be what works for you and your animals, though. In my opinion, what would work the best for us personally is just like a very low lying, like think of like a trough, but a very, very short you know, with sides that are kind of slanted, they're probably not going to be able to get the hay out of it, and especially for a horse. That's what I've been thinking about for our horses, because horses should eat with their heads like near the ground, because that's how it's, you know, that's how they're supposed to fucking eat. They're not actually supposed to eat with their heads up, and because they don't naturally do that. So that's what I was thinking for our horses. For the goats need something where the hay, there's like something that can catch the excess, but then there's something that the goats would have to like, you know, think of like bars and then like something
the barrel,
underneath.
The half barrel.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. You know, but also even not just for alfalfa, but for feeding, when you're feeding your, even your chickens, like a lot of it is wasted because they step on it and it gets gross. So if you can feed in buckets or like the, you know, the little chicken bins, chicken feeders, whatever.
See, I don't have a problem with my chickens.
They still between are stepping ducks, a lot on the feed. Like I
don't know, between the ducks and the chickens, they do not waste
Honest
that shit.
Honest is making a lot of like long
the
troughs. Long thin troughs. We have like one of those feeders that the chickens have to step on and then it opens.
Oh,
but
okay.
We never actually used it. Somebody gave it to us. But there is different things out there. But I just like putting it in a feeder instead of on the ground in general.
For goats, by the way. Horses, again, my horses leave absolutely nothing on the ground. They eat every single last fucking piece of alfalfa and whatever we give them. The goats, though, the worst. They're just such spoiled little monsters, and they're like, I stepped on it. I couldn't possibly put it in my mouth now.
But I love them.
Oh, no, I love them too. But they're just spoiled monsters, yeah. You know? They're like, no. So for goats, for sure, definitely feeders are essential.
Essential. Mm-hmm. And if you can, like, just like the animals, your grazing animals, your goats will browse too, and they'll take down things. Yeah. But if they're full, they will not.
No.
But I wouldn't say, like, don't feed them at all. I'd just cut back so they can browse if you give them a pasture to browse in.
Definitely.
So, because I've been, like, anytime when I'm milking, I have one goat that she doesn't just go into the pen anymore. She just takes herself out on walks, Neela. And she wants to eat all, like, the, she actually wants to eat everything I would like to harvest, though. Like,
yeah,
the plantain and... You know,
goats are really annoying like that, though. The horses,
but
horses
most
are by
people
far
would
the
think
best,
those are weeds, so
for sure
it's fine. Yeah, but a lot of that stuff that the goats take down, I'm like, no, I want that. But you know, we have so much of it; it's fine. She can take down a little bit, but she's just being a brat lately. She's like, I'm not going in my pen. Screw you. I'm like, great, yeah, I'll catch you later. It's fine. Anywho,
little asshole.
Hopefully you guys, we helped you a little bit. If you guys have anything to add, please feel free to get a hold of us. If you want us to talk about anything homesteading related, kid related, homeschool related, just let us know. You can get a hold of us through Instagram or by our email, our kind of homesteading at gmail.com. Same for Instagram. Other than that, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.